Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We are going to praise the one who stays the same this afternoon, Stephen Curtis Chapman, my family, with the track title Still. And that was our placeholder, a beautiful placeholder, might I add, 12 minutes before the top of the hour. That is your time here on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. We are joined on the line. Give it up for... Let me tell you, the one and only Guinness World Records, originally the Guinness Book of Records, the ultimate authority on record-breaking achievements, started out as an idea for a book of effects to solve arguments in pubs. Believe it or not, can you actually believe it? And we now have Mbali on the line. Yay! Super excited. This was quite a marathon.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda.
No, we're absolutely grateful that you could make time for us, Mbali, especially with the time difference. How do you do?
I'm very well, thanks. Very excited to be here. And, you know, always happy to talk about Guinness World Records. It's such a fun and recognizable brand. And yeah, it's just great to represent them.
No, absolutely fantastic. Now, the story is right there on your website. Beautiful, very interesting story. Let's hear it from you, Mbali. Where did this whole idea begin? How has it evolved over time? And what are some of the outstanding sort of features of the organization itself?
Well, as you mentioned, it did start because of an argument between two friends trying to find out what the fastest bird was. And you know what? I like personality types that do something about the argument to make sure that they win. And so that's how the book came about. And over time, it has really evolved. So it did start as the book. And over time, there have been several versions of a live TV show. One of the most popular being Lo Show Day out of Italy. And over time, the Guinness beer split with Guinness World Records as a brand when it was acquired by a media company. So now it is a standalone brand. And just the purpose of this is to make sure that the world is more fun and interesting and positive with all the cool things that people can do around the world.
By the way, what I didn't say is that you're officially amazing. I should have said that.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're officially amazing. It is.
I'm usually the one saying that, so it's lovely to hear it coming in my direction
right.
This time.
Yeah. No, you're officially amazing for being so patient with us, with our, you know, with our jing, with the lines and all this afternoon. Now, let's, you know, every time we hear that there's a record, a world record broken, it's a big thing, you know. And for some reason, Bali, I may be the only one, for some reason, it feels like, you know, breaking records is a thing for other people and not for us. It always feels like it's a thing far, far ahead in the future. Now, for somebody like me, you know, who's far, far ahead in the future is very near. So, you can't... You kind of have to ask yourself, no, man, there's no ways. We have to find out. How does one, like we did out in Vanderbilt Park last weekend, how does one qualify to invite the Guinness World Record, you know, for an event where they think they might break a record? How does that whole process work?
Okay, I'll get into the whole process, but one of our values is inclusiveness. So record breaking is for everyone, everywhere. And if you want to break a world record, it has to meet some criteria. Mm-hmm. And so the criteria is that it must be measurable. So, for example, the fastest, the longest, the heaviest, the most, you know, those kinds of records. So maybe the tallest man, the shortest woman, the most people breaking bread. As you saw that last week, the largest serving of poiki course. So it has to be measurable. And because it's measurable, it also has to be breakable and standardizable. So it means that other people can do it if they set their mind to it. So the record can be broken by someone. So if it's a skill that only one person on earth could have, then it's not standardizable. So it wouldn't meet the criteria. And it also has to be verifiable. So you have to be able to prove the claim. So if you have something that you can do, a special talent that is measurable and that's standardizable, you can definitely apply for a Guinness World Records title.
Sure. That is amazing. And how do we do that? I mean, is it just a simple bouncing of an email with sort of all of those details? How does that work?
Yes. So what you would do is get onto our website, and on there, there are all the guidelines that you have to follow for you to be able to attempt a Guinness World Records title. And so there are some commercial adjudications for companies and such. And then for individuals as well, you can apply on your own behalf. Then you hear back from our records management team.
Sure.
And if it is a title that can be a Guinness World Records title, they will send you the guidelines. And if you follow all the guidelines and have all the video evidence, which is very important, and any documentary evidence, then you can be a Guinness World Records title holder.
That is amazing. And this is for individuals, groups, organizations, all of that?
Yes. So Guinness World Records titles are for everyone.
Wow.
And it should be, you know, something that is breakable. Mm-hmm. And so obviously the more impressive or the more advanced your skill, the easier it might be for you to break a new record. And also, if you have a very innovative idea, you could begin a new Guinness World Records title of your own with our records management team.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, the other day I was looking at the Olympics and some of the latest codes that have been added to the games. You know, you have kids playing all sorts of strange things, and it's a code. It's like it's an official code. And it really told me that, look, we've evolved, times have changed, and obviously with that, we're not just stuck to the traditional sort of, you know, codes and things that we can do to break records. What are some of those areas, Mbali, that you know, perhaps as an organization, you are eyeing and kind of hoping that, you know, somebody may come up, you know, and see if we can try and break a record there?
Oh, absolutely. So during the pandemic, a whole new code had begun with all this virtual communication that we had started to do.
Right.
So there have been Guinness World Records titles like the biggest movie night, where participants joined an online screening of a movie. There have been really cool titles like that. In 2001, here in Dubai, it was the biggest video of people passing along. I think it was a can. So a branded can had been passed along through many participants over video. So, you know what I mean? It was very new at that time when we were getting into using Zoom and Google Meet and all of that. And so virtual participation events have gone through the roof. And another thing that we're seeing more and more of is younger people getting into these records titles because younger people aren't holding themselves back. So it might be video marathons, it might be the longest video game played, etc. So those are becoming quite big and people are becoming very competitive, and that's here.
Do you know what's happening in my mind right now? Mbali, don't do this, because I have ideas, like a traffic of ideas just flooding my mind right now. I'm so excited to hear that.
I love that you're having ideas. Keep them coming. It's got to be competitive. It's got to be fun. It's got to drive passion in people, which is another one of our values. So the more ideas, the better.
Right. Now, what are some of those highlights? I mean, as an adjudicator, you travel the world, you adjudicate events, etc. So what has been the highlight for you? Besides last week, of course. Thank you very much.
Last week was an absolute highlight because it was the first time that I had adjudicated in South Africa.
Yeah.
But one record that I found incredibly interesting was a record that I was shadowing on. So I hadn't adjudicated yet. I was still in the process of training.
Sure.
And it was the most nationalities on an amusement park theme park ride.
No.
And there were 73 nationalities. It was just really interesting to see all those people come together. And I think because Dubai has so many nationalities living here, it really lends itself to that kind of record. But it was interesting to see, you know, everyone there with copies of their passport ready to represent their countries. And the atmosphere was absolutely electric that day. And that's when I knew that I had, you know, I was in the right career, something that would be exciting with each and every record.
No, absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking about the logistics that would go into something like that. Hey, sure.
Yes, So it is a lot to plan. Mass participation events are notoriously difficult.
Yeah.
But as you saw last week, it takes quite a lot of organization. So as long as the participants themselves are organized and try to have their evidence, or as much of it as they can before the event, usually it goes as smoothly as you saw.
Sure. So, for example, you know, there are times when, you know, you're called out and we've got more than one category that we'd like you to adjudicate. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, we're disqualified. What are some of the grounds of disqualification?
Okay, so it depends on the title itself.
Right.
So, for example, in a mass participation event where it's the most people doing something,
sure,
if the area isn't properly access controlled and people are coming in or leaving the attempt area, that's grounds for disqualification, because it means that we can't verify the number. We have to be quite strict so that the records hold integrity.
Sure.
And with other ones, it's a matter of proving your claim, you know. So, for example, if you have the most valuable gold cube, for example, you have to prove that it is pure gold. You have to have expert witnesses to attest to your claim. So that is the kind of thing that we really do look at.
I really, really like this. And yeah, so my family, if you've just joined us, it's 59 after 4. That is your time. We're crossing over to the news shortly. Mbali, before we let you go and rest, you're a whole 2 hours ahead of us. Any other word, you know, of encouragement? You know, we've already spoken a lot about innovative ideas. Any encouragement to somebody like me who's thinking this could be a great retirement plan? You know, we just go and break records.
Okay, well, yes, I would like to say to South Africans especially, if you have those ideas, get out there, apply for these Guinness World Records titles. Countries are becoming quite competitive, and I think as a country, we have a lot to offer. Schools can get involved, churches can get involved, community-based initiatives, you know, whether it be you and your knitting group have a good idea and you want to knit maybe the biggest jersey or things like that. There's definitely different ideas, and you have something that the world wants to see, and we at Guinness World Records would like to help you get there by, you know, helping you get your Guinness World Records title should you meet all the guidelines. So go for it, and chances are you can definitely make it.
Oh man, Mbali, this was absolutely exactly the kind of conversation that we want to listen to. Some of us are on a holiday, you know. It's a great time to start packing up on those ideas and planning and dreaming. We really appreciate your time, and thank you so much. And so just officially that website where we can get all the information about criteria and eligibility.
Yes, it's www.guinnessworldrecords.com.
That is fantastic. Mbali, we are going to play your song that you have requested, Ngobonga Na Ninkosi. Can't wait. I'm going to find it. I'm going
Thank
to dig
so
out for it. And this is dedicated to you. Thanking you so much for having come out to South Africa. And look, we are going on and on and on about our two records that we have broken. Absolutely excited about it. And thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully I'll be there to adjudicate some more record attempts.
Yay! I hope so too. That was
Thank you, Ayanda.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Mbali Nkosi, my family, official adjudicator of the Guinness World Record here on Radio Pulpit. 2 minutes after 5, that is your time. We're crossing over now to the news at the top of the hour. And of course, if you've just missed or got the tail end of that conversation, it will be podcast, radiopulpit.co.za. Check it out on Monday. Check it out. It will be right there. Right now, let's have a look at the latest in the news.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.